I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. We still have the $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group on the line. Stay tuned for your chance to win that. That'll get you into Circa, Trio, Salt, El Bebe, Open Road.
Good spots, all of them.
Awesome.
Jason's already called a shot. You're going to be at Open Road tomorrow?
For happy hour, yes.
Do you get happy during happy hour? You always talk about your unhappiness.
Yeah, because...
And you don't smile
you bring
much.
Down happy hour?
Yeah, because I'm having cocktails.
Okay, so that helps.
Even though it's technically a depressant.
Right. It makes you feel better.
But it does, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of your happy
place.
I'm
actually going to the Nats play at noon today.
Nice.
And I'm going to go over to hang out with my man Kenny Wood, James Wood's father.
Very good. That's
before,
excellent.
Before the game, so I'll be hanging out over there at Nats Park for. I won't stay for the entire game.
What's the dad slash mom setup for the Woods? Do they have like season tickets, or do they like?
Every time I go, I see them.
I assume they do.
Yeah.
Or unless James just gives them
he probably gives them
player tickets.
I would guess.
Yeah. He probably gives them player tickets.
That's probably what
he probably
gets.
Probably have some sweet access.
Nice perk.
So you're doing that today?
Yep.
I have to leave here in, I guess, 15 minutes after this segment because they have a crowning at St. E's where there's going to be a procession. She has her first communion on Sunday. So she has, it's almost like a wedding dress, fancy dress that she'll wear. Uh-huh. And all the second graders who are going through first communion will have the procession. And then those that are going to be confirmed, which I think are eighth graders, maybe seventh graders, they'll be in this procession. So they're going to show up, pictures and the whole thing. It's a whole week thing. Cause then on Friday there's rehearsal and then Sunday is the mass.
I'm going to see Flops with Degenerates after the show.
Cakes Classic tonight, right?
Cakes Classic tonight.
I'm actually shocked that you're not going over to that hotel and just checking in right away. And
I've got my whole day planned.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and see Flops with Degens and play the cash game till about 2 o'clock.
All right.
Then I'm going to check into my hotel room. I'm going to give Chris Farley his key to his hotel room. I'm going to take a nap, and I'm going to come down around 3:15 or 3:30, and then we're going to go for a run. We're going to go run on the Woody Wilson Bridge like maniacs, and then turn back around, go take a shower, have dinner at Voltaggio, and then the Cakes Classic at 7:15.
You're doing a lot.
I've got
today.
My whole day planned.
Yeah, you're Super Bowl for Chris Farley.
I have my entire day and evening and into the early morning tomorrow planned.
Right.
Hopefully. Things go well.
Right. Of course, anybody can play in a Case Classic. All they have to do is show up.
Just show up and pony up your 320.
Right.
The cashier cage.
Going back to that Pickens, I think that's a massive deal for the Cowboys. Huge.
It seems like they gave up nothing.
I mean, Jerry Jones gets ridiculed all the time, but, and I get it. They haven't been to like an NFC championship in basically three decades and haven't won a Super Bowl in so long, but They've done a pretty damn good job this offseason.
It's a high risk, potentially a high reward type of move.
Yeah, he's volatile.
He's a guy that he can make great plays. Now he'll boot some routine balls, but he'll make spectacular catches. But he's a nightmare in the locker room, and he's a handful to deal with.
Remind me of the incidents that you guys keep referring to. He's just remarkably
immature. He's not great with the media. Like, if things aren't going well, he'll snipe at the media, like, on camera. Mm-hmm. He's just a remarkably immature guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, look, he's a wide receiver. There's a lot of diva wide receivers in the league.
He was like that in college, too. He had that rep in
Georgia.
College.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you look, he's been suspended for violating team rules, been ejected for punching another player. He's been called undisciplined by his own head coach.
And that's Mike Tomlin. Okay? Like, Mike Tomlin can't corral him and keep him under control.
Yep.
Brian Schottenheimer all of a sudden can.
Is it possible?
Yeah, but some teams just feel like, Jerry Jones probably just feels like it's worth it.
Maybe.
You know, we'll deal with what we have to deal with during the year. But if he's going to score 10 touchdowns, it's worth it.
Is it possible that Aaron Rodgers factors in this?
And Aaron said,
I don't think I can play with that kid. Let's, maybe I got somebody else.
I mean, I guess that's possible. I guess.
And look,
Tomlin just said, you know, enough's enough. We've dealt with it.
And the Steelers, they're facing a decision at the end of the year. They looked at it and they said, are we going to pay George Pickens $20+ million per season on a long-term deal? And they clearly came to the decision that they're not.
The highest pick we can get.
So get something in return. That's what solid organizations do. They don't just let guys walk out the door and don't get compensation for them.
Yeah.
Well, let's pray that Lattimore is the player you guys think he is.
Thank God that
Amos fell to us at 61 or wherever the hell the number
61,
was.
61, yeah.
In the second round.
By the way, last season, Pickens apparently was showing up late for team meetings multiple occasions, and then he missed a couple games towards the end of the year, came back on Christmas Day to play the Chiefs, and they said, how did he respond after coming back from the hamstring injury? He showed up late for the Christmas Day game against the Chiefs. Tomlin asked players to report to games at least 2 hours before kickoff. Pickens walked through the media entrance an hour and 25 minutes before kickoff. That was after inactive players were announced.
He's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And that it's now Dallas's job to try to keep him on the right path. Best of luck to them. You know what? You should be hoping that he just goes in and he's a cancer and he infects their whole clubhouse. That's what you want to happen. What you should want to happen as a Commanders fan.
I don't know, I guess.
Here's what you should root for. The ruin of every other team in your division. Is what you should pull for.
I don't really care about him. I just want to win our games. I know it's a weird thing to do.
Should root for the collapse of the Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys at every single turn.
The one I'm most concerned about is the Eagles, of course. Not as concerned about the Cowboys and the. I'm always concerned about the Cowboys because of Micah.
Right.
Maybe the Giants now because of, you know, Drabby, you know, and everyone's hyping up their defense.
Yeah, but they were a 3-win team a year ago. So it's. I mean,
but as you said,
you can make a big jump, but are you going to jump that many games? Maybe.
Well, they have an older, you know, not as capable quarterback, but someone that's been there, done that.
We went through it. Look, they upgraded at quarterback. They upgraded at running back with Scadaboo. Cakes likes the running back who came on last year. They've got an amazing defensive line with Dexter Lawrence, Thibodeau, Burns, and now you draft Carter.
So here's the question. Does Dable save his job then?
I mean, they would need to win like 8 or 9 games for him to have a chance to save his job.
You think he's going to save his job?
No. I don't think they get to that plateau.
I think he might. I think most people think he's a good coach.
I agree.
He's had bad personnel.
He was a better coach when he had Josh Allen running his offense.
Yeah, but he actually, for one season, had Daniel Jones playing pretty good football, and they got into the playoffs.
Okay, that was their high water mark.
Yeah.
Is it possible that Dable saves his job, but they release the GM?
Joe Shane is
sure.
Sent
I think
packing.
That's actually possible.
Maybe.
I think Dable's more well thought of than the GM.
But usually when the GM gets ousted, he wants to bring in his own guy.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Again, Joe Shane should have listened to his 12-year-old kid who told him to draft Jaden Daniels. He should have moved up.
Are the Commanders more likely to jump the Eagles and win the division or get passed by the Cowboys or Giants and fall into third or fourth?
I don't think by the Giants.
The former. They're more likely to leapfrog the Eagles. I just don't have faith in either of those teams really catching up to the Commanders, and at least in 2025. Maybe a few years down the road, but I don't see it happening this upcoming season.
All the analytics nerds, though, that kind of set these numbers have the Commanders at 9.5 is that over-under total?
Yep.
I think they're weighing just the likelihood of the one-score games and the games which they won at the end flipping the other way.
Right.
Or just sure, balancing
that
out.
That could be the case.
And that could happen, and then they go 9-8, even though we all think that they have better personnel.
If they go... I think to be happy at this point, we got to get to 10 wins.
I think so, too.
Double-digit wins.
And then anything above that is gravy.
That's the new standard.
I think the new standard, where we are, you got to get to 10.
Do you make anything of Jaden being everywhere this offseason?
Oh, no. Dude. No.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
Like, bring up what you saw.
He's been... I think in Europe at soccer games. Okay. I can't remember if it was in England. Right. Or
is he bringing
Germany,
his headset or virtual reality stuff?
Maybe. He's been at basketball games. Yeah. I know he was at Lakers games. He's been at college basketball games. Mm-hmm. Like we've seen him. Remember we made the whole deal?
Yeah.
Was that USC's game or whatever?
With Juju.
Where he's hollering Juju than his mom.
He was at the Caps Canadians playoff game.
Okay, but that's local. He was with the other quarterbacks there. Mm-hmm. And now he was at the F1 the F1 races, and apparently he gets out with it appeared to be an attractive woman, and his mom was still there in the background trying to hide from the paparazzi.
So you guys were describing it off air as like a date.
It's hard to know on these things because I saw a Caleb Williams video where Caleb gets out of a limo or some sort of truck, and there's three models like the video is described as Caleb with three models. There might have also been another player there too. So who's to know? It's a bunch of parties that people are going to. But it did seem the video that I saw with Jaden looked like he had jean shorts on.
He's wearing jorts?
I think so.
Are jorts making a comeback?
Let me check that video again.
You know that these guys, they can pull off anything.
Sure.
They can pull off stuff we can't pull off.
Let me check that video again.
I mean, if jorts are coming back, I might be in. I don't have any pairs, but I might have to go buy one or two. Big jorts guy in college.
But apparently his mom was there in the background.
Is it possible that Jaden Daniels is going on dates and his mother is accompanying him? And he's about 25 years old,
I would find that hard to believe. Accompanying, going on as a third
chaperone.
Wheel?
Chaperone. She's a chaperone.
All right, this might not be jean shorts, by the way. I thought they were jean shorts in first look. Now they look like just kind of like long black shorts. It's on, look, this guy's a troll on X, Dove Kleinman.
Yeah.
It's at @NFL_Dove Kleinman. I'll retweet the video.
I find it hard to believe that his mom is going on dates with him.
And I don't know if there's a date. I think there's a woman that's there.
That's just kind of a coincidence if that was her.
But this is what Kleinman wrote. It's a trending. Jaden Daniels has gone viral with fans confused about why his mother is third wheeling his dinner date in Miami.
She even
tried to hide from the paparazzi.
I don't know.
All right, so hold on.
That's
Jason,
what one person is writing, and this guy is a troll.
So were you... And I'm assuming a relatively similarly aged, attractive young lady are out of dinner, and your mom is there, and it's not a date. Like, what is it?
I don't know. Look, I don't know what happened on that particular night or what's going on there.
He went out to dinner with a hot chick, and his mom was there. That's what
happened.
Maybe
she was just there coincidentally.
Coincidentally.
Yeah. There's no chance that she's driving to the restaurant with him.
I know, but she might have been in the SUV.
I mean, there's a picture I'm looking at. It's Jaden looking at his phone. He's wearing a curly W hat, by the way. And his mom is sitting in the back seat of the SUV 3 feet away.
Yeah. He's getting no skins.
Zero skins.
I don't know.
He's getting no skins.
He can't even order potato skins at dinner.
Hey, Travis, is it pop? No.
She's an ultimate helicopter mom.
Now, where was she at LSU? Was she, like, I know she was very prevalent at ASU, and that was a problem.
She was probably there all the time, too.
She all over campus? Was she all up in the dorms?
Maybe.
I have.
Dude, man. He made big time NIL money at LSU. Like, we don't know how much he made, but remember, they did that special following, I believe it was Skeens, Livy Dunn,
yeah,
Jaden Daniels, and I mean, he probably, I'm going to throw it out there, he probably made a couple million dollars at LSU.
I'm sure he made probably. A ton.
For sure.
Probably made more.
But so he wasn't living in the dorms.
At some point, he has to tell his mom, like, I'm a grown man, okay?
Yeah.
I am a grown man and I have needs.
Right.
And these needs can't be met.
See, this is
if you're
where,
sitting directly across from me at dinner.
This is where the super sensitive HDTC guys get so bitter.
You know what? I don't care about that.
I know.
Couldn't care less.
Why
do they care? Why do they get so?
I don't know. Because they don't like you to criticize anything. And listen, we love Jaden. Jaden's the greatest thing ever. But he's got to get his mom to back off a little
bit. We love Jaden. Don't really care about his mom.
All right, so Cakes, yeah, I didn't notice it at first. And look, I obviously wasn't observing it that closely because I thought he was wearing jean shorts. But he's got his shorts, his T-shirt. There's an attractive woman in a dress. And then his mom, she kind of pokes her leg out of the SUV, dude, then pops back in.
We have to make an intervention.
Have you watched the video?
No, I've only seen the
still pic.
Here, just look. That's his mom. I think that's his mom. Play it again in like... It looks like an orange jumpsuit, or I mean,
she's
I might
gonna
botch
stunt
the dress.
His development. He needs
skin freedom.
Hitting. Yeah, he needs to be, you know,
it's
he needs a full experience.
It's a lock. He's hitting skins. It's just,
or do you like it that his mom is keeping him on the straight path?
I do like that, and I like, you know, of course, I want strong parents and I want kids to be, you know, grow up and be amazing people. But he's 25 now.
Hey, you know what?
Right?
Isn't he? He's 24.
You know who's a stud? And I haven't seen, I don't know what his mom looks like. Malik Nabers, who went to school with Jaden Daniels. He's doing pretty well in New York. I don't know what his mom looks like. 100% he's hitting skins. There's video of him out at strip clubs. You know who's not with him? His mom.
Right.
Okay.
But you know what?
Oh, Jaden will never go to a strip club.
Here's the counter to that.
Yeah.
Though. I'm kind of glad that his mom's with him, so he's not all up in the clubs.
I'm glad she's a positive influence.
So that's great. The positive.
Exactly. That's what you said.
It's awesome. But at some point, it gets creepy.
But at some point, he's going to break away.
Yeah, right?
She's just enjoying.
I just want to know, when's he getting a rep?
She's just enjoying going to the park. Remember, she's his agent.
Yeah,
I understand.
So
let's say it was a guy agent.
Yeah.
Would you have a problem if it was a guy agent?
Just hanging out at dinner? Yes. If Drew Rosenhaus has to be in the SUV to go to dinner with Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, but male agents accompany their athletes oftentimes to these parties.
Understood.
I'm just assuming this is like party scene because, again, saw Caleb Williams. You can go and watch Caleb Williams and just three smoking hotties coming out of one of these things.
Yeah, out of a party bus.
Hey, Drab, is there a chance that Jaden Daniels has never hit skins before?
No.
Maybe he's like super religious.
That's the craziest question ever.
Yeah, maybe. You used to think Tiger only had one girlfriend.
I thought someone... You told it me that
I'm gonna hang out with these two smoking hotties,
and that's why his mom
got a little too loose.
Yeah, like he got too wild.
I didn't tell you that. I don't remember.
Someone did. I would liquidate.
They were spitballing.
I would liquidate Drab T-shirts 401k. Okay, and I would bet all of it that Jaden Daniels has hit the skins before. I'd bet it all.
It's a national tragedy if he hasn't.
Well, it's the biggest wasted opportunity of all time. Yeah, I mean. You're going to be the big man on campus at LSU, and you're not going to take advantage of it?
Can we get Trump to issue an executive order?
And in ASU?
And in high school?
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I don't know, man.
I mean, did he have a dorm carve out so his mom could stay in a bunk bed in his dorm?
He's probably hitting skins in junior high school.
I mean,
Valdez was.
Paul Skeens is smashing Livy Dunn at LSU. Imagine what the Heisman Trophy winner is doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know, but was the mom all up in the dorm?
I don't know. It's getting weird. So.
It's getting weird.
Oh, it's been weird. It's
all right,
getting
if you haven't seen the video, we retweeted it on X at Junks Radio. Give us a follow there. All right, Joe Beninati was scheduled this segment. He's going to be on next here on the Junkies to talk Caps Canes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.